All right, we're back. It is 8:20. Clouds, some rain and freezing rain. Our talk round continues here with Mr. Tom Schmaltz, curator at Chincapazoo in studio this morning. Good morning. I didn't expect to see you here this morning.
I didn't
morning.
Expect to be back, but apparently this end of the state's going to get spanked hard. Mm-hmm. So it was probably thought it would be a good time to come back, and I came back last night.
Okay.
So
what did you see coming home? Did you run into any of this in your travels?
No, a little scattered snow here and there, but I came through Grand Forks and on down and, you know, some wet roads, but no snow in Minot, no snow in Williston.
Nothing real treacherous.
No, there was scattered snow and that was about it.
Okay.
So I thought when I got down this part of the valley, there was going to be a sheet of ice. It was good last night. I don't know how it is this morning.
Kind of depends on where you're at.
Yeah.
You know, and the reports that we're getting into and looking at radar.
Yeah, I heard Valley City, they got some ice and Interstate was closed for a while. That's why I chose the other route. But, you know, hopefully it wouldn't bother me if they go, oh, it all missed us. Mm-hmm. I would be okay with
it. I think I would be too, personally.
Yeah.
But,
you know, I'm good with that. It could miss us.
Kelly over there with a store full of snowblowers over at Farm City always kind of looks at me with that look like, well, okay.
No. Shut your mouth.
Two sides to this, right?
Yep.
Well, one question before we get to Wild Game Show. How was the hunt?
The hunt was great. The area I was at, there was lots of mule deer, whitetail, and it was nice to see the pheasant population was huge. The grouse and the Hungarian partridge. Usually don't see a lot of them. The coyotes really took a toll. This year there was lots of coveys running around.
Good to see that.
It was great to see it. So the hunt was good. You know, got a little colder than it was here, but nothing too bad. And so I had a great time.
I love deer sausage, by the way. Just thought I'd throw that out.
Well, talk about the guilt thing going on. After game show, we'll be making deer sausage.
Let's talk about game show because that is the biggie, a big fundraiser for Chincapazoo. And hey, folks, it's back where it needs to be, in person.
Yes, it's back in person. It's at the community center. It's the 18th, so not this Friday, the Friday after. You still have time for tickets. Dean and Trudy Belmore have tickets. The zoo has tickets. You can call the zoo at 701-642-8709. Actually, we're pretty proud. We've been able to keep the ticket price. We went from $35. That was, I believe, 8 years ago, and this year we raised it $5.
For the first time.
For the first time. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, there's nothing else out there that doesn't keep going up and up. And
right.
We wanted to keep it down and affordable for people, and it is a deal. Just for the food, you know, traveling across the state and stopping at places to eat, and it's like, wow, there's not a restaurant or anything you can go in for a quick lunch that isn't $12 to $15.
Even fast food, Tom
yes,
Schmaltz,
even
is taking
fast
a,
food, yeah, it that's is taking that way, hike. And it's picked up. And here we're asking $40 for the tickets. There's all the prizes. There's a raffle. You could, just for walking in the door, you could win $700 for first prize.
Just showing up.
And
I love
just
that.
Just showing up, and you get it the beginning of the night. And then with all the different foods, you got food from Germany, Spain, Italy, and Thailand.
Who decided on that menu that we were going to go around the world with this? Was that you?
No, Chris Foy came up with that, and he is our son-in-law that has restaurants over in the Gull Lake area. And he said, you know, he's helped us every year. He comes over, he donates the food, he donates his time and talent.
That's a good son-in-law.
Yeah, that's a good son-in-law. Must have a good daughter.
Right.
She's working on him. But he donates all of this. He comes over and he said, you know, this has been the hit out on Ernie's on Gull Lake. He said, this has been the hit out there. He said,
this around the world deal.
Yes, yeah. This around the world thing. And he said, people really like it. He said, we're not getting too carried away, mm-hmm. but it gives them a chance. They can go to they can try a different table every time. They can mix and match. They can do what they want on there. And we'll have servers at the table. when you open the when they open the cover for you, they're going to say this is this, and they're going to explain it, and they're going to tell you about it. It'll be a great thing on there.
Absolutely. I want to remind people too, this is 21 and over for obvious reasons.
Yeah, this is
a night of adult entertainment.
Yeah, it is definitely a night of adult entertainment, and then people that go to it, they go, oh, this is so worth the babysitter to keep the kids home to relax and just have a good time. And then with the games that are up there, the game shows, if you buy a ticket for a game show and you don't get in that round, you hang on to that ticket, because at the end of the night, we're going to draw from all the tickets and have a really great grand prize just for buying tickets for the game show. So, you know, there's many chances to win. Just to go and watch the games, it's worth it all the time. I keep popping my head in and out of the kitchen when I hear the crowd start laughing to see what's going on. It is a great time and a great event, and you get to meet up with people. We have a lot of groups that they're getting a table of eight. If you have eight people together, we'll reserve you a table so you're there and you can have your friends, and that is perfect. It's great to see people get together. We've had a lot of companies come out and say, you know what, we're going to do a couple tables, so this will be our early Christmas party.
Sure.
On it. So it's a great way to do it.
Tom, brag a little bit about the auction. How do the items look this year?
Oh my God, the items that we have on auction are unbelievable. I'm looking at this stuff and going, wow, this community is great to us.
Stepping up.
And they're stepping up, and we're getting some really great items out there. And I was gone and missed the meetings, and I guess more items came in. So there is some really good items for the auction.
So definitely worth people's while to show up. Heck, if you're going to pay me, if there's a possibility I could take $700 home just for showing my face, I'd show up.
And that's in cash when you walk in the door.
Wow.
When we draw, when it starts going, Greg is going to draw the ticket on it, and we're going, you get cash. You don't have to spend a dime of your own money if you win.
How nice is that?
Yeah, and there's going to be a bar there, so, you know, there's something for everybody.
What's your favorite part of Wild Game Show Night? What do you look forward to the most?
You know, just to see the people come in, and when I get out of the kitchen, I get to go out and talk to people. Kathy's out rotating around. For us, it's just to get to see all the zoo friends that have shown up to support the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see all of that happen, and everybody goes, well, what's going to be new at the zoo? And we really like seeing the new tigers. And, you know, just all the comments we get back, that's my favorite, and I'm sure it's Kathy's too.
Going to be a good time.
Oh, absolutely.
How's my boy Felix doing down there at the zoo?
Felix is growing, and Felix is doing good.
Good.
Felix is, you know, he's doing really great.
And for those of you who don't know, that's the new tiger that's arrived.
Yeah.
I'd say baby tiger, but he's not a baby anymore, is he?
No, he's growing fast. And no, we will not be bringing him to game show. Felix is home, and that's where Felix will stay.
Everybody,
he's not 21 anyway.
That's right. He can't get in.
That's right.
So everybody doing okay at the zoo? All the residents doing okay down there, and the change of the weather and the keepers? Everybody's cool?
Everybody's cool. Everybody's doing good. We're geared up for this. We've, you know, got equipment ready, so when the snow does hit, hopefully it goes by, we're ready for it. So yeah, things are going great.
Plus,
we're primed.
You got your deer too, so life is good for Tom Schmaltz.
Life is good for me.
I'll tell you what, buddy, when life's good for you, life's good for everybody.
I hope so.
Tom, appreciate you stopping in. Look forward to Wild Game Show. You gonna be back next week?
Yep.
All right, we'll talk more about it then, leading up to the event. Don't forget, folks, Wild Game Show a week from tomorrow, and they can pick their tickets up.
There's Trudy and Dean Belmore have tickets. There's any of the board members on there, or call the zoo at 642-8709. or just stop down. If the front door isn't open, go in gate three and come in the back door.
All right, sounds good. Tom, great to have you in here. Glad you made it back safe.
I am too.
We'll talk next week. That is our Morning Zoo edition for this Thursday, November 10th. We do the Morning Zoo every Thursday at this time. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Got a cloudy sky. Rain and freezing rain and a snow mixture out there. Be careful when you're out traveling around. It is Thursday, November 10th from the KBMW News Desk. I'm Bill Dablow. It's 8:30. Good morning. 28-year-old man was taken into custody in East Grand Forks yesterday after being pursued by police to multiple locations on the North Dakota side of the border before fleeing into Minnesota. Grand Forks police were originally dispatched to the Walmart parking lot on a report of a car driving on the sidewalk midday on Tuesday. But before they arrived, the driver, identified as Kyle Tischler of an unknown address, was reported to have moved to a residential address where he allegedly was threatening to shoot a woman. Officers confirmed the woman was safe, but then notified that Tischler was at a nearby gas station and stole some items. Police finally caught up with Tischler in a grocery store parking lot where he was driving around erratically. At that point, he fled, driving over the grass and sidewalk into oncoming traffic on 32nd Avenue when officers attempted to make a traffic stop. Tischler